All right, so
we're live.
Yeah. So it's G Money. And I'm here with my dad today, and he's probably gonna be in every podcast I do. So
what's up, everybody?
Yeah. And so we're just gonna. This is kind of like a, you know, like a welcome to G Money's podcast channel.
The greatest podcast in the history of the world.
Yeah, it will probably be. So, basically, we should just...
Why are you acting so nervous?
I don't know, it's our first, nervous. Our first podcast. It's weird. So, what should we talk about first?
I don't know what happened today. It snowed like 10 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. How much it sucked being outside today.
Yeah, we had to shovel the driveway about 2 times. We live in Canada, so we get snow, like, lots. Well, you shouldn't be the ones to talk, because I think it was Winnipeg that got minus 61 degrees a couple days ago.
Oh, my God. What was it today here? Like, minus... 15 or 16?
Yeah, I'd say something like that.
Minus 51 would be...
That's...
Did you say 61 or 50?
I think it was 61.
You walk outside when it's minus 61, and I think your eyeballs freeze inside your skull. turn into marbles.
Yeah. It was colder than the surface of Mars. It's kind of crazy. But,
I should move to Mars, then.
Yeah.
And get out of this stupid weather. Minus 61 is like death cold.
Yeah. The police tweeted out, like the police of Winnipeg tweeted something out, I think, about saying like, stay inside.
Stay inside.
Yeah.
Thanks for the advice, Lieutenant Obvious. Stay inside. It's minus 61. Hey, thanks for the heads up.
Me and my
So I was planning on going on a picnic today. I looked outside and I thought, hey, minus 61, I'm gonna pack a little basket, head down to the park, maybe start a little barbecue up, have some hot dogs. But thanks to Constable Obvious, he goes, hey, it's minus 61, you better stay indoors. I guess my picnic plans are ruined.
So yeah, I think, yeah, after that, I think we should introduce our real self.
I want to stay anonymous.
Okay.
I don't think we should tell everyone our real names, because then before you know it, TMZ is going to be knocking on our door, trying to find out who we're dating, and you know what I'm saying? When our lives are flipped upside down, we're in the public eye.
Yeah, I guess so.
If we're going to have the most popular podcast in the world, can't be having people knocking on our door every day.
Tell me about it. So, did anybody see the basketball game last night? What was it? Raptors versus Rockets? No.
I forget who. Raptors... Yeah, Raptors, yeah, and Rockets, yeah.
It was a decent matchup. Can't remember who won, but it was a pretty solid game.
Raptors are like second in the NBA.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe just in their division. But they're playing good anyway.
Yeah. So while we're on the topic of basketball, I've been trying to think over like who's the best basketball player of all time. Like, if we had to do, like, a past and then, like, a present. So, like 20 years ago, who was the best basketball player? And then, like, right now, who's the best basketball player? And stuff like that.
And what'd you come up with?
Well, from my opinion, you'll go, if anybody's watching this, you guys will probably totally disagree with me. But... I really don't like LeBron James. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but he's pretty much a Michael Jordan wannabe. Because, like...
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're talking about the best basketball players, right now, I don't think there's any doubt that LeBron James is the best player in the league.
I agree.
Even though I hate him, too.
Yeah.
I think he's a big pile of dog crap. But I think he is the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a Michael Jordan ripoff.
Same number,
same powder thing that he does at the beginning of the game.
If you guys know your
How can you even do that, man? Like, how can you even... Like, Michael Jordan's the only one to ever do that. And then you're just going to straight hack his gimmick like that?
I agree.
And his number?
Yeah.
What a wannabe.
That's stupid.
LeBron wannabe James.
me and my dad, we're real big Oakland fans. We love, like, whenever we're listening to songs and we hear, like, I don't know, what's that one song? Oh, yeah, California Love by Tupac. I think at the end he goes, like, Oakland in the house. Whenever we listen to it, we're like, oh,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, we love, both of us really like baseball. Yeah. And our favorite team is Oakland Athletics.
But I thought we were talking about the best basketball players.
I know, but we got carried on.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to basketball. But if LeBron wasn't in the game, then I would have to say, in my opinion, what's his name? One is Steph Curry, and then the other one is, oh my gosh.
James Harden,
yeah. James Harden is, like, a really decent player. And he deserves to be, like, in...
His crossover jump shot is insane.
Yeah. And then me and my dad, we were watching Plays of the Month. And he made a real nice... He made a buzzer beater. And it was a 3, too. Which it was just crazy awesome. So, yeah.
And you know what I don't like about James Harden? Even though I'm a beard man myself, I think his beard is stupid. And I never thought I would disrespect anybody else that had a beard. Because beard's a rule, but
yeah.
His beard just looks stupid. It looks like a costume beard. It looks like he went to Halloween Spirit and got a Abraham Lincoln costume. And then cut the hat off the beard and then just stuck the beard on his face.
Shots fired.
Why do you keep touching the screen like that?
Because it keeps fading.
Well, who cares?
Well, then it's going to turn off.
I'm sure it'll just keep recording, won't it?
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. It's the first podcast, right? Yeah.
If it cuts
Live
out.
And learn.
Yeah, if it cuts out, then...
Then it's my fault.
Yeah. So...
Anyways, James Harden's beard sucks. LeBron's a douche. And what else? Who else is good right now?
Well,
I know you like that Kyrie Irving, but I don't really know much about him.
Yeah.
All I know is he plays for the Celtics. You know who I like to play? He's not that great, but I like him, Rondo. He plays for the Lakers. He used to play for the Celtics, too. You know who that is?
Wait, say it again?
His last name is Rondo, but I don't know what his first name is.
No.
You don't know him?
No. Oh, but someone that plays for the Lakers?
Plays for the Lakers right now with LeBron.
Oh, shoot. I think it's Lamar Ball. He's really good.
What about his idiotic dad? What's that thing? What does his dad do? Like, what does he do for real? Do you know?
Doesn't he, like, sell t-shirts that say, like, the legend on it or something?
Is that all he does?
No, I think he gets, like, season tickets, so he always,
yeah,
like...
I know that.
But yeah, but, like, doesn't he, like, sit with the bench or something?
I don't know about
that. I swear
that.
He does, like,
But
something.
What does he do for a living? Is that it? Just sells t-shirts? That's his, like, big baller and stuff?
Yeah, that's right. It does say
it.
Big baller.
Like, he doesn't own, like, hotels or something. Like, he made money from that, from selling t-shirts.
I guess
that's
so.
That say big baller on it.
I think so.
And then he's got some other kids, too. Like, don't his, a couple of his other kids play, like, in Europe or something?
I'm not sure, actually. But while we're still with basketball, I'd like to talk about something. About a week or two ago, Steph Curry, he slipped and then got an air ball. It was absolutely hilarious. Me and my dad, we were talking about it, and everyone was saying that it was like one of the worst 30 seconds of Steph Curry's career. It was hilarious. So basically, if you haven't heard of those news, then you gotta search up like a video on YouTube or something. But basically, he gets the ball and he's driving down the court, and then he slips to go for a dunk, and then he goes to the 3-point line and airballs it.
He goes down hard on that slip too.
Yeah.
Whoever that towel boy is that's working that side of the hoop probably got fired that game.
Yeah.
You know, when the guys that run out and like sweep up the sweat after they have foul shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it looks like somebody put a banana peel under his foot.
Yeah, that was.
He went down straight up. And he was trying to dunk too. What a fail.
It would have been a good dunk too. That would have made it somewhere. But.
What do you mean made it somewhere? Like on the highlights?
Yeah. But.
Instead, he goes, "Let me just sit back and rip a 3-pointer at it," and both airballs it.
It was bad.
That's when the coach just goes, "Subs."
Yeah.
Steph, get out. Go get changed.
Go get a drink.
He said, "Coach, there's still 3 more quarters left." He's like, "Not for you." Not playing like that, there isn't.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Who are the two teams in Super Bowl?
New England and LA Rams. That's on Sunday.
Who do you think is gonna win?
New England, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know why? Because
Brady got like that fumble last.
Brady's playing well, and he's like the best quarterback ever. I think it's no question about that. His team's strong, but you know what's good is Los Angeles' defensive line. They're really good. So if they can put pressure on Brady and knock him down a few times, I think it'll be a lot closer game than people think. But I think mostly Brady is gonna New England's gonna win that game, but
yeah.
That's what people are saying. But I think if Brady gets beat up, he's old and he's slow. Can't get out of the pocket. I think if they get to him a few times and knock him down and beat him up a little bit, that it'll be a lot better game than people think.
Yeah.
But if Brady just steps back in the pocket like he does every game, and his offensive line just makes a little bubble around him, and he just gets to pick LA apart, game over. They'll win like 42-15, something like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, though. Hopefully it's a close game.
Agree. So, what else? Anything cool? Something happened this week? Like, can't really think of anything.
I don't know.
Good. Let's see.
There's a big UFC coming up.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Tyrone Woodley's finally going to fight
yeah.
after like 10 years of not defending his title.
Tell me about it.
He's useless. Well, he's not useless. He's good. But
he's like,
get busy already.
Is like Brock Lesnar a ripoff of him? Or a ripoff? Or he's a ripoff of Brock Lesnar? Because
he looks like a short black Brock Lesnar. He is. He's jacked. He's huge. Brock Lesnar's supposed to be going back to the UFC. Did you know that?
No.
There's rumors about him going back and fighting Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight title.
But
I think he's off the steroids too, because I've been watching Brock Lesnar come out on Raw and stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look as like big and what?
He's off the steroids.
Yeah. Oh, do you think Brock Lesnar doesn't take steroids?
True.
Jesus Christ. Brock Lesnar puts, instead of milk in his cereal, Brock Lesnar just pours straight steroids over his Lucky Charms.
Alright, anyways. It's kind of a stupid move of Brock Lesnar to just, like, come back every pay-per-view. We're talking about WWE right now, but it's really dumb that he only comes back, like, every single pay-per-view. Like,
You mean like The Undertaker?
The Undertaker hasn't came back, like, didn't he?
Well, he only comes back at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but Brock Lesnar, like, I hate to say it, but, like, probably a 12-year-old kid could steal the belt from me, because he's had that for how long? Like, 635 days or something like that?
And, like, yeah, like, over 2 years, it said.
Yeah, but he's only in, like, over those 2 years, he's only probably defended it at least, like, 8 times.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Nobody's gonna beat him. He came from UFC to WWE and then went back to UFC and then came back. Like,
yeah, but you know who's supposed to be wanting to fight him next for his title? Who? Braun Strowman.
Oh, that'll be a good
he
match.
He could beat him.
Definitely. Let's see. Braun Strowman has he gotten any championship belts?
He was a tag team champion with that 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
That he pulled out of the crowd.
I remember that. That was funny.
I'm not sure what else he was, but he won the
greatest Royal Rumble. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
But yeah, I think he's gonna fight Lesnar at WrestleMania. I think that's what they're gearing up for.
That's awesome. Seth Rollins won the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. He called it too.
Yeah.
Called a shot. Except it's not like it used to be. If you won the Royal Rumble, you were the main event at WrestleMania. That's the way it always was.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like you get a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, look at last year. What's
what was it?
What's his name? Won that Shinsuke Nakamura or whatever.
Yeah.
He won the Royal Rumble last year. He wasn't the main event.
No, he was just a fight. You're right.
So who's Seth Rollins gonna fight?
Daniel Bryan? Yeah, I think it might have been.
Who's the Raw? Daniel Bryan's a SmackDown champion. Mm-hmm. Who's a Raw heavyweight champ?
I don't know. But, who won the Women's Royal Rumble at...
This year?
Wasn't it like, was it Becky Lynch? Becky Lynch won.
Yeah, Becky Lynch.
Because Lana in the kickoff show got tripped.
She's gonna fight Rousey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. So if you hear, like, weird biting sounds on the back, that's our dog.
Yeah.
So what else? You guys will probably hear a lot about horror movies. I absolutely adore horror movies. Like, half of my room is covered in themes of horror. It's hilarious. I have pop heads, props, posters. T-shirts. I was wearing a Friday the 13th t-shirt yesterday.
Are you? That one you got for Christmas?
No, the one I got for Comic-Con. Remember? We both...
Oh, yeah. Comic-Con.
To talk about Comic-Con. Yeah, Comic-Con is like a comic convention, obviously.
Well, it's not Comic-Con, it's like Comic Expo.
Yeah,
it's Comic-Con is in San Diego.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's the Edmonton Expo. And it's basically just a mix of, like, movies, art, and comics. And, like, figurines. And, yeah. And they have lots of cool stuff there. Me and my dad, every year, I think, when did we start going?
3 or 4 years ago?
I think it was, like, yeah, you're probably right, but... I think it was like till 2015 we started buying the mystery boxes. What was the first year we bought a mystery box? I think.
Well, you got one this year, you got one last year, and the year before that, you got the Minecraft one. And I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
No, I got a Lego head.
Didn't you buy a creeper box?
No, it was a Lego head. And then... No, I didn't remember how it went. So, it was a Lego head. And then I wore that, like, the rest of the day. But I only wore it for, like, 15 minutes because we had to get out of the expo. And then it was a Mario cube with the question mark.
I don't know.
And then the last 2 years I've been getting horror mystery boxes. And this year, I got a really cool tin sign that says, this community is protected by Neighborhood Watch, and it has Freddy Krueger. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Let me just check it for still rolling.
So see, it's a rat up there.
Oh yeah, we are still recording.
How long are you going to go for? It's already 20 minutes.
Yeah, maybe I'll go for 15 more minutes. 25 minutes.
Now what are you going to do with this thing?
Post it? Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. So, what next?
Why don't we talk about that pink shirt you're wearing?
Yeah, I'm wearing a skater. It's a skater shirt. It's West 49.
Pink.
Yeah, because there was no... Because it was 2-for-1. I had to get it. I had to get one. There's no other good ones.
Pink.
Yeah, but it's like pink.
What is it? Breast cancer awareness?
But,
takes a real man to rock a pink shirt, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't need it.
I used to make fun of all the guys at work that used to wear pink shirts and ties and stuff like that.
I donated... I think it was at... Panda's basketball game. We have a university, and their basketball team is Pandas. And so, they have a basketball team. It's the women's. My mom really likes to go to them because like she got like 100 passes or something, because she's friends with somebody, so they get like free passes to the games all the time.
Who knows?
Yeah, and I donated 85 cents for a little.
85 cents?
85 cents.
How did you afford to live for the rest of the week?
85, yeah.
What a hero you are.
Mm-hmm. And I got a little pin.
Little pin?
Yeah.
85 cent pin?
Yeah. So what else?
I don't know. I think you can shut this thing down now.
All right.
I'm getting ready to go have a shower and then watch TV and then go night-night.
All right. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining our podcast. And I hope you have a good week, day, night, whatever time you're watching this. But, yeah. See ya.
See ya.